Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we're going to be talking to DZ Croswell of Fervor My Dear and Trist Hoarfrost.
Buddy, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Rock for Him podcast. I'm Jeremy, your host, aka the Big Boy, and with me are my co-host Riker, also known as Bonus Jonas.
To some, to some. Mainly you, pretty much just you, actually.
And my other co-host, my brother Jason Sanchez Bukowski. Bros, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good, man. Little under the weather, but I'm doing really good. So.
Yeah, me and Jason had fun at the men's retreat for our church this weekend. And then, you know, coming right off hot on the heels of that into the week. So,
all right.
Long week already, but it's good. Monday night.
Best Monday night in the world. No. So our guest tonight is
absolutely
DZ Crowell, also known as Fervor My Dear and Trist Hoarfrost. Bro, how's it going?
I'm going great. It's going great. Thank you so much for having me, guys. I'm super grateful and honored.
We're excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your music.
Yeah, so I've been recording music for about 15 years now. I've gone through a lot of iterations of stage names and genres, things of that nature. In the last few years, probably in the last 7 or 8 years, I've settled on like dark electronic synth pop. Inspired by a lot of the European scene of that nature, dark wave scene and stuff. And in the last few years, I've really been convicted that, you know, I haven't been making God the center of my music. I haven't been, a lot of it, I'll be honest, I made it kind of the make myself look good. But I just start feeling convicted. So I launched Fervor My Dear just a couple of years ago. And it's every song, I kind of went to the opposite extreme. Every song is scripturally inspired. There's like a particular passage of scripture that inspires every song. And it's still the dark electronic synth pop, electropop music, but it's very of a spiritual nature, lyrically and musically. And then, so that's Fervor My Dear. And I recently launched a new project called Trist Hoarfrost, which is some more, same type of music, but lyrically it's like, storytelling music. All the songs tell stories, and that project has its debut single releasing later this month. So
cool. And what would you say the name of that was?
The second one is Trist Hoarfrost.
Trist Hoarfrost. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I have a social media page up. There's no music out yet though, but there will be soon. October 24th, we're actually gonna have a single out. The label I'm signed with is gonna be announcing a lot of that in the next couple of weeks.
Nice. Yep.
Cool. Thank you.
So how'd you get hooked up with AD Windblown?
Yeah, I'm really grateful I did. The way it worked out is I was just in some, right around the time I launched Fervor My Dear, I was in this Christian goth Facebook group. And I was thinking there's got to be some other gothic artists who are Christian inspired. And I just said, hey, can anyone recommend some good Christian gothic music to me? And one gentleman, it was actually Wade Sarah from Angel Machine. He's like, hey, you should check out ADWMR, who he was signed with at the time. And I'm like, okay. So I go and I listen to David Patacone's music, some other artists signed to the label. I'm like, man, I really like these guys. So I'm like, I'll just shoot them over my demo and see what comes from it. And Ash, the owner of ADWMR, really took to it. And he they offered me a contract, so which I'm very grateful for.
So DZ, one of the main things that we like to discuss on the podcast outside of your music specifically, and that is something obviously we want to talk about. We have music artists on for a reason. Yeah. But the main purpose is to get to know these artists, who they are as people, and mainly their ministry and their walk with Christ. Yes. So if you wouldn't mind maybe taking a couple minutes, like 3 to 5 minutes, and give us a bit of your testimony, how you came to know Christ, and obviously how that led into making music.
Absolutely. So I gave my life to Christ and was baptized into Christ when I was 8 years old. It was I grew up in a Christian family, but my faith wasn't super real to me at really young age, but around the time I was 8, which is still young, I just really felt convicted by God that I really wanted to, give my life to Jesus as they taught me in church, and I really wanted to be baptized. So that was kind of the start of my walk with Christ, and it really, there's been some major bumps in the road with me physically as I got older. I started making music, when I was about in my late teens. And it wasn't necessarily Christian music. It wasn't like ungodly music, but it was just about my life in general. Not very little about my faith, though. But then when I was about 28, which was actually 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with end-stage heart failure, which is where your heart just it stops working. Like it pumps blood very poorly. My ejection fraction was 8%, which means basically my heart's just quivering. It's not pumping blood. And long story short, that slap of like reminded me of my own mortality in my face, the slap in the face of my own mortality, reminded me that I really need to stay closer to God. And that's around the time I started thinking about Fervor, My Dear. Came up with some of my initial ideas of what became Fervor, My Dear. I grew very close to God during the years after I got diagnosed with end-stage heart failure. I started going to church again, which I hadn't been doing faithfully. Started reading my Bible and getting my prayer life back in order, which I hadn't been faithful about. And I love it because I feel like God, I mean, I don't want to go to the extent that God just struck me with end-stage heart failure, but I can't deny that it was a blessing to me spiritually. And then after I had end-stage heart failure for a year and it didn't get better and I was almost on death's door, the doctor gave me what's called an LVAD, which is it's a motor they put inside of your heart to force your heart to pump blood, which it can't do on its own. It's a major surgery, and I had that LVAD pump for 5 years. And then just last year, praise God, or the year, yes, 2024, my LVAD broke down, the device they put in me, and I was back on death's door again. But thank God, I got a heart transplant about a year ago, and my performance at Kingdom Come Fest last year or this year was on the 1 year anniversary of my heart transplant. And I'm was so glad I was feeling healthy, ready to perform again. And I just give God all the glory for that. I couldn't, there were some complications with the surgery, but here I am. I mean, defying the odds, and I give God all the glory. So, my walk with Christ has gotten stronger as years go by. And the interesting thing is, the harder life gets, I feel like the better my walk with Christ becomes. And I'm in a way, I'm kind of thankful for some of the bumps in the road. So
Funny how that works, isn't it? How
it very much
God
is.
uses those moments. And then we're surprised every time. Like, we'll read through certain psalms and see that how, men are brought to their knees and brought to God on their knees. And then we're
Yeah.
surprised when God brings us to our knees and brings us closer to Him through that. So,
Absolutely.
while it wouldn't be true to say that I wouldn't want to be brought to God while not on my knees, like, obviously,
Right.
I would prefer not to have to be humbled.
Right.
It's always so much sweeter when I am because I'm able to fully rely on him. So that's a
Absolutely.
wonderful testimony. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I could talk for hours about my testimony, but show's only 45 minutes, and there's a lot of other things I could go into. I could write a
It's
book, but
it is it like loosely 45 minutes. Like
okay.
that's a,
Loose,
yeah.
absolutely.
45
Yeah.
minutes with a question mark.
Right. I just wanted to let you know that was the abridged
Yeah.
testimony. But
So, can you tell us a little bit about you just released a new song, and if I remember right, it is part three of a trilogy of songs that you were putting out. Can you tell us a
Yeah.
little bit about that?
Absolutely. So, right now it's actually the third song of a three groups of trilogies. Think of the Star Wars movies. There's the prequel, the main, and the sequel.
Speaking my
If
language.
Yep.
Yeah, there's nine songs altogether. In fact, most of them are already written and recorded. The thing is, the kind folks at ADWMR are convincing me to take it slow, releasing them, build up to each song, be intentional with my promotion, which is a blessing because I just like to get my music out as fast as possible. But from a marketing standpoint, it's not super smart. But anyways, back on track. The first trilogy, which was three songs, Cemetery Rain, The Letter Kills, and my new one, A Martyr Song, All those songs are just basically about my testimony. They're about how I feel in light of different events that have happened to me and happened in the world. And that's what the first trilogy is about. The new one, the Martyr Song, I did send it to you guys. It's not officially out on streaming till the 2nd of October, but I have sent it to all the radio stations in our contact list. So, but yeah, so those three songs, The Cemetery Rain, which was released last fall, Letter Kills, which was released this May, and then The Martyr Song, which comes out in a couple of days. They're all like kind of moody electropop pieces, really synthesizer based, and my vocals. There was a little bit of guitar on the Letter Kills, so most of them are strictly synthesizer based. And I really enjoy just each one has a scriptural background, a scripture which I relate to, which I transform into a song. So the new one, A Martyr Song, was actually inspired by the stoning of Stephen in Acts. And now you may wonder, like, how do I relate to that? I mean, obviously I haven't been martyred, thank God. But it's really just about I'm a really highly empathetic person. And I connected with Stephen, the story of Stephen in a lot of ways, and I read about it. I almost like I don't want to sound cliche, but I really like I cry a lot and I feel the pain of people when I hear about other people's pain. And I've always connected to that story. And I just hope that if I was ever in that position where my faith in Christ was, tested, I hope I'm never in that position. But if I was, I pray to God that I would be like Stephen and not denounce Christ and just so yeah, that's my new song, A Martyr Song, which is the final song of the first trilogy of singles. From and the whole series of nine singles, which is three trilogies, is called the Glass Hymnal. Mainly because it's like songs. It's as if like I'm made of glass, and God can see my heart, and the listener can see my heart. That's what's called the Glass Hymnal. So the whole series. Sorry if
That's
I'm
awesome.
long-winded.
That's
No,
totally okay.
this is perfect. Thank you for that. And
You're welcome.
your songs are so different from a lot of what we get. Like I was
Wow.
trying to figure out how exactly, like how to describe it. And it is so different and but it's so cool. Like I love interesting sounding music.
Oh,
Like
thank
just
you.
something that you can't just go, oh, well, this sounds just like this, or this sounds just like this. You have your own unique style, and I love that.
Thank you. And musically, I feel like even though I classify myself as like dark pop or dark electronic, I feel like there's a couple musical things about my music that really are my trademark styles. One of which is I always do a lot of vocal layering. I sing like in a low register and in a high register, sometimes in a mid register, and then mix them all together to like a one tone, which creates a very unique timbre of my voice. I also that's one of my trademarks. Also, I tend to sing very fast, like a lot of a syllable for every 16th note, which makes me it's almost like I'm rapping, but it's melodic. I'm singing, but singing syllables very fast. That's another trademark of a lot of my songs. So musically, I think that makes me kind of hard to classify. Even though I tell people I'm dark electron, dark electro, dark pop, Christian goth, but
So, and
Yeah.
I mean, you have this, I think, yeah, Jason described it well, a sound that we don't hear a lot. But what you find with, I don't think I've encountered an artist who this isn't true for, that they are and still inspired to make what they make by other people, by other art, by other artists. So what artists, what musicians, what music inspired you when creating this sound for yourself?
Yeah, so there's probably two or three really deep influences. It is my own unique style. I mean, without these couple influences, I don't know what I'd sound like. I probably wouldn't even be able be making music at all. There's a band called Joy Electric. They were signed to Tooth and Nail Records, and they're signed in 1994, one of the first bands ever signed to Tooth and Nail. And they were kind of like outcasts on their label because they made like electronic pop music on a primarily rock label, Christian rock label. And Joy Electric's no longer around, but the guy, the front man of the band, Ronnie Martin, still releases music a lot. And I love it's basically Joy Electric under a new name. I love all of it. And it's been a huge inspiration on me musically in the synthesizer focus and melodically. Like a lot of the chord progressions that I feel like I use were, I don't want to say plagiarized, but I mean, I was inspired by the chord progressions I've heard on Joy Electric albums. It's like similar melodic sensibility. And And then the aspect of the attitude of like kind of punk rock attitude that I don't care what anyone thinks about my music. I don't care if it's not normal, quote unquote normal. You know, that came from Joy Electric. So that's been a huge influence on my life, on my music, is Ronnie Martin slash Joy Electric. Another big one is, I listened to a lot of Christian rock growing up, and I feel like Switchfoot, my music sounds nothing like Switchfoot from an instrumentation standpoint, but from a musical standpoint, a lot of the melodies and chord progressions they use are similar stuff to what I use. I almost feel like I could be, in a way, if Switchfoot made electro pop instead and didn't use guitars, like I could be somewhat like them. So they were two of my biggest influences, probably Joy Electric and Switchfoot. So, not to mention countless European, my general sound was influenced by countless European, mainly German, dark electro pop and dark wave bands. So, too many to name, but so yeah, that's kind of where how my style initially came to be. And also, my main musical training, I mean, I took some piano lessons as a child, I mean, as in middle school, and that's when I started getting into music. And it was all keyboard based. It's the only instrument I'm very fluent in is the keyboard. I do play a little guitar and mess around with a lot of other instruments, but so it kind of makes sense if I'm making my own music, it's got to be keyboard based. So that's the main thing I'm good at.
And hey, real quick, I just want to let everyone that's watching right now, whether you're on Twitch, you're on Facebook, or you're watching on YouTube, if you're in our chat, go ahead and toss us a comment and we'll toss it over here to DZ and see if we can stump them and possibly make them cry. That's what we like to do.
I am a
So
very emotional guy. It goes with being like so empathetic. I cry really easily. Normally for
I'm
other people, less than
the
myself,
exact
but
same way. I cry at the drop of a
yeah.
hat.
I do. I'm like, why do I do that?
But yeah, just feel free to drop us a comment and we will definitely toss it over and see if we can get you guys an answer. We love having people chat with us on here, so please feel free to do so.
So, where did the names Fervor My Dear and Trist Hoarfrost come from?
So this is another Joy Electric influence. I remember reading about how when Ronnie Martin founded Joy Electric, he just came up with a few random names by combining different words, and he showed them to his label owner to see which one sounded best. And he said, and he was hoping, please God, don't let him pick Joy Electric. And that's what the label owner picked, was Joy Electric. But and I'm gonna say, I mean, I'll be honest, my names don't have super deep meanings. I kind of just put a lot, made huge lists of words and putting them together. And fervor, my dear, came to me because fervor has meaning, because it's like passion, it's like purpose, giving your all to something, which I do in everything I do. Like the Bible says, do whatever you do unto God and not unto men. But so that's where the fervor came from. Then my dear was kind of just, I tacked that on just to sound romantic or classy. And it was kind of think reminds me of a line from Gone with the Wind, the old movie, where the guy says, frankly, my dear, I don't give a, and then he says a certain word,
Yeah,
but that's
a
where the my
certain
dear
word.
came from. And so that's where Fervor My Dear's name came from. Now, my new project, Trist Hoarfrost, which is very similar to Fervor My Dear, musically, lyrically, it's a lot different, which you'll see when the first single comes out. But that was the same thing. I just had a huge list of one syllable first names and a huge list of two syllable surnames. I just matched them together until I found one I liked. And hoarfrost, meaning frost, is like, it's a name for frost. It's super thick, so thick it's almost dark. Like you can't see what's under it. So, but yeah, and that doesn't really have a lot of deep meaning. I just love how it sounds.
Let's see. I took the fervor, my dear. I was like, just looking at, because you're very well dressed. I just imagine you standing there with like a martini in your hand, and someone's like, why do you talk so much about Christ? And you're just like, fervor, my dear, fervor.
See, that's a great that's and see, and that's where the fervor does come from, is from Christ. I feel God gives us all our gifts and passions and our sense of purpose. So yeah, I think that's a I might use that actually.
As he swirls his martini and
Next time
tips
they
his
ask, he
fedora.
swirled it like
Yes.
Bond, James
I can see
Bond. My dear,
that
fervor, my
too.
dear.
I can see that too.
That's the picture I had in my head, though. I was like,
I
this
love
has
it.
got
I love
to
it.
it.
And I wanted to tell everyone, my music, obviously, not to be like selfish, but they'll look like, oh, my music is on Spotify and all the streaming services. Fur From Idea right now, it just has the three singles of the first trilogy. Really two, because the third one comes out in 2 days. And then a Christmas song from last year called Star of Bethlehem. So there's really going to be about four Fur From Idea songs out within the next couple of days on all streaming services. And it's interesting. Like I said, it's hard for me not to release music so fast, but I'm taking
Yeah.
it slow, promoting every song. Thanks, Ash, for encouraging me to do that. But I'm sitting on all this great music. How long was I sitting on all this great music? But
Just tell your label you are killing the Rock for Him guys. They want more.
I will. I'll tell them.
Why are you
Fervor,
releasing music so fast? Fervor, my dear.
my dear. Yes, exactly. I really need to get a martini glass just to pull out of my pocket whenever someone asks me that.
Wait, no, this is good album art ideas right here. Right? Man
Yes.
holding martini, tipping fedora. This is
Yes, I do. Tris Hoarfrost does wear a fedora too. Like my Tris
Yeah, he
Hoarfrost is
does.
kind of
Yeah, he
part of the
does.
look, just from some preliminary photos I've taken. So, but yeah, that works. Oh,
Awesome.
anybody watching got a comment yet? No
Not
worries
so
if you
far.
don't, but.
I don't see any comments just yet, but we got quite a few people watching.
Well, hi everybody. I'm honored you guys are
Oh,
here.
someone just tossed something through. Tom Matias, you mentioned some great musical influences. Do you have any other influences that impact your style and persona?
Yes. Now, the interesting thing is, like, I don't want to, like, as far as style and persona go, I'll be honest, I've always loved, it's kind of a guilty pleasure, but I listen to a lot of Lady Gaga and I really appreciate how she's like, has such an artistic like look about her. Like it's the visuals are just as much of it as the music is. And so a lot of pop artists, you know, they incorporate a lot of visual stuff in with their music. And I like the visuals too. I really like taking photos just because to give people an image of like to complete the music. I love album art. So I think a lot of mainstream pop artists really influenced my whole like the fact that I don't make music under my real name. You know, I have a persona. I have, I don't want to say the clothes are a gimmick, 'cause I do dress like this most of the time, but but I mean that does tie into it, you know, with my look. So, and as far as, you know, musical influences, like I said, Joy Electric, Switchfoot, the European dark wave scene. And then I grew up listening to tons of Tooth and Nail Records. Is my favorite record label. My parents, God love them, they only let me listen to Christian music when I was a kid, so Tooth and Nail became like a staple. Which I won't even go into the fact that not all those artists were more Christian than anything you hear on the radio, but I mean just knowing those in a Christian bookstore made them comfortable, and so I listened to a lot of Tooth and Nail Records, which I loved, and there's a lot they had a lot of melodic artists on it. Even their metal artists had a lot of melodicism, which really influenced my music. So.
Nice.
So you've mentioned a lot of bands that inspire you and that you've learned from.
Yeah.
So it can, I mean, this can be related to that or just be ones that you think are cool, period. But one of the fun
Yeah.
questions we like to ask a lot is if there was a band or an artist that rolled up to your door and pounded on the door and said, "You're gonna go on tour with us and you
Oh
can't
my
say
gosh.
no," who would that be?
What I want it to be?
Who could you not say no to?
Who could I not say no to? Yeah. All right. So I'll be honest. Well, obviously, if Ronnie Martin or Joy Electric went on tour again, which even though he's kind of retired from touring, I would quit my job. I would be there. But as far as other artists, there's a lot of like, I've always wanted to get more tied in with the secular music scene. I'm really blessed to be on a Christian label, and but I feel like, you know, Jesus mentioned who are doctors for? They're for the sick. And I feel like even though I can witness and minister to a lot of people, even within the Christian scene, I know it's hurting people everywhere. I feel like I could be a good, I know the relationships I make with people in the secular scene matter too. So I'd always thought if I got a offered a tour with like one of my German or European dark pop influences, I would definitely go, even though their music isn't Christian. If they would have me, I'd be honored to go. One is Blutengel, which is a German dark wave band I love. It's Lord of the Lost is a German rock band I love with a lot of electro music. I would tour with them in a heartbeat, even though their music isn't Christian. If they would have me, I would be there. and use, and I find that some of the greatest ministering I do is not on the stage. It's the relationships I make off stage before and after shows and between sets, getting to know people, asking how I can pray for people, praying for people's needs, just being there for them, letting them know my door's open. Like, I'm very open with my fans. Like, anybody meets me in a show, I always add them on Facebook. I don't try to act like I'm too good to add them on Facebook, you know, and I stay in touch with people. So, and just all that to say, yeah, I would go on tour even with a secular band, like my European electronic influences, if they asked me to.
That's awesome. As since how we're talking about live, you know, and who you're going to tour with, Tom says again, I got to see you perform at KCF, and he's really looking forward to the culmination of the Glass Hymnal. So,
Tell him thank you so much. Oh, I can tell him because I'm right. He's listening. Tom, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm glad you were there to see my KCF set. I was really enjoyed being there. The people I met was amazing, and I can't wait for you to hear the rest of Glass Hymnal. See, what I really wanted to do is release all 9 songs right now on an album, on a CD, but take it slow, DZ. It will get there. When all 9 singles are out, then we'll press the CD and or some
The
other format.
promo on YouTube for this episode needs to be titled DZ subtly reminding his label that he wants to release more music, and it's just cut all of the times he's mentioned it.
Yeah, true. Maybe
Well,
I'm
there you
pushing
go. I know who edits the
that
podcast. He may be able to
a
make it happen.
little too tight. Yeah, I mean, I'm being very subtle about it though. I don't think I came right out and said it.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
very
have.
but you have
Super
about five or six times on the
subtle.
show. So if you're watching, which I know he does watch,
Ash,
so
yeah.
Ash, come on, bro.
We'll
So
have we have a label meeting later tonight, and I think I might catch some flack for this, but it's okay.
I
Yeah.
want to ask you,
Yeah,
sorry, excuse me, what does a live Fervor, My Dear show look like? Is it just you up there, or do you have like people with you? What's it look like?
so I played a lot of shows on old projects of mine before I started Fervor, My Dear. As Fervor, My Dear, you know, since I got heart transplant, KCF was the first live show I did,
That's what I thought.
which
I thought KCF was.
yes, which was my first one as Fervor, My Dear, and the first one since my heart transplant. It was on that one I had you know, a couple people from I had Ash playing backing keys, myself playing leads and singing. We also had a live drummer accompanying us, which is awesome because I love the energy from live drums. And I'll be honest, the typical Fervor, My Dear show, if I can't pull, because in the studio it's just me writing and recording the songs. But obviously on a live show, I like having more people involved because especially a live drummer gives so much more energy than just a sequence of electronic drums playing on track. So going forward, I really want to, I can't always pull a live band together though, is the thing. I don't have a dedicated live band. A lot of shows I've done in the past is just me with backing tracks and my keyboard and a microphone. Which is fine, but the more on stage, the merrier, I feel like. And I'm really tr working with some local artists in Atlanta, where I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, or near it. I've been talking to a lot of connections I have down here about maybe being dedicated backing musicians for Fervor, My Dear, for any shows I play in Atlanta. So, but at the so far in my music career, about 90% of the shows I've played have been just me with a keyboard and backing tracks and microphone. So it was really refreshing having the live drum energy at the KCF show, as well as Ash. I was told he was dancing. I don't know. He was behind me, so I don't know what he was doing.
He
Hopefully,
was
okay.
great. And
That's
again,
awesome.
yeah,
and
because that's
Jeremy,
where.
you did not get a picture of that?
No, I was probably running to and from
There's like
different.
a lot going on. Yeah.
There was,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, like,
But I mean,
bro.
that's where you and I met and, you know, connected and yeah.
If you would have got a picture or a video, we could have said, release more Fever, more de my dear, or this video gets released to the
Bubba. Now I'm sounding like a James Bond villain, not James Bond.
public.
Yeah,
So another fun question we like to ask is Marvel or DC?
All right, so even though I'm a huge Batman fan, overall Marvel, I'd say.
Fair.
Sorry. I mean, I do, but here's the interesting thing. When it comes to the film, I mean, I don't read a lot of comics, but I am a big fan of the film universes. both are opposite ends of the spectrum as far as continuity goes. Marvel's been having like 40 movies deep and all these phases and stuff, and it's all one shared universe. And DC, they've rebooted it like 20 times. I'm like, I don't know which is worse, honestly. I don't know, but I mean,
Man.
I do
We're
enjoy.
both struggling there for a minute.
But I
Okay,
do
so
enjoy
who's your
Batman.
favorite Batman then?
My favorite Batman, like actor,
Yeah.
or which Batman? I love Christian Bale's Dark Knight trilogy. But to say he's my favorite, I don't know, because I enjoyed all. I even enjoyed Robert Pattinson on the latest Batman installment. Probably Christian Bale, I'd say though. I like the tone they took him and the director Christopher Nolan took with that movie. That's
For
probably my
me,
favorite.
and I know this is controversial, I was all about the Batfleck. Loved Ben Affleck as
Oh,
right there with you.
well,
Right there with you, Jack.
yeah.
I think he could have been really good. I think he fit the role well. I think he was put in an environment, a film environment that didn't show that the best. So I can get behind
Yes.
that. I
You didn't.
think
Okay.
my favorite Batman is Pattinson. I think he did the best job playing the Batman. You know what I mean? I'm just,
He
that's
did
just
do
me though.
good.
I
Well,
also love Christian Bale.
I grew up with the Michael Keaton Batman, and Kevin Conroy is as the voice of
Oh
Batman.
yeah.
So.
Oh, I love the Batman animated series. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I
thanks.
love that my whole life. So
I love that he actually got to play Bruce Wayne in the CW shows in the big crossover. There was one episode with Kevin Conroy as Bruce Wayne. I was like, oh yes, my inner nerd screamed like a little girl. I
So,
remember that. Yep. oh,
But yeah,
sorry.
Batman is my jam,
Yeah, for sure.
heroically.
Tom says Michael Keaton, hands down, is his favorite Batman. Can't go
Michael
wrong with
Keaton.
that. All right,
Yeah.
back to your
No,
music. We
it's
want to
all
hear
right.
more about you and your music.
It's okay. I don't talk about anything, but yeah.
I know you just released your new song. When's the next one come out?
All right. So besides a martyr song, which is now on radio and Bandcamp, officially streams in 2 days, the
Yeah.
next song will be the new Tris Hoarfrost single, "Glass in the Sugar," which comes out October 24th on streaming. I'm not pushing out too hard yet because the label's gonna do a big announcement for Tris Hoarfrost, and push the social media pages and get more info about it in the next couple of weeks leading up to the single. But currently, that is the next song I'm putting out, and it's
Okay.
great. I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but it's probably one of the best songs I've ever written, I feel like. And Ash from Descent mixed and mastered it for me, which I appreciate. He adds a nice polish to it. And it's just a great song. I mean, I sound so arrogant. I'm sorry. I'll let you guys judge if it's great or not, but I like it. And then in November, I have a new Fervor, My Dear Christmas song single coming out. Last year, I released Star of Bethlehem, which was the original
Yeah.
Fervor, My Dear Christmas song. And this year, I am releasing a song called Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh. It's another original Fervor, My Dear Christmas song. So I think a Christmas single is going to be a yearly thing for me because Christmas is my favorite holiday. And I love Christmas music. I love carols, classic songs, and my own original songs. So for the rest of the year, we're looking at a martyr song in a couple days from Fervor, My Dear, Glass of Sugar from Tris Hoarfrost on 10/24, and the new Christmas single in November. And then I'm sure we'll have more Glass Hymnal things dripped out releases starting next year. So,
Okay. I want to ask you real quick. You said you
yeah,
had surgery on your heart, or you
I
had something
did.
to.
I had a heart
Can you?
transplant, whole new heart put
Oh,
in. Isn't that
bro,
crazy?
tell me about that. Like,
Oh my gosh, it was so hard. It was. I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, it was a blessing for me spiritually, but physically, first of all, I was suffering a lot with end stage heart failure leading up to it. I was tired all the time. I wanted to throw up I was super nauseous all the time. Couldn't lift. I pick up my infant at the time, son. I couldn't even pick him up. And then he's 7 now, but yeah, at the time I couldn't even pick him up. And then the time with the LVAD pump, that was a big adjustment because that was a big surgery. And you had to carry around an external battery pack 24/7. I had that for 5 years, so that was a struggle. Then the heart transplant itself, which occurred last year, the surgery was there was some complication on the surgery. They didn't know if I was going to wake up afterwards, and I was semi-unconscious for several days. thank God I woke back up and I suffered from some amnesia of sorts. I didn't know who I was or where I was or who anybody was. But thank God, I made a full recovery after the transplant. My cognition returned, my ability to walk around returned. And today, praise God, I feel better than I ever have. So,
Praise God.
yeah, it was a big ordeal, but I'm just glad. And it makes me feel like, makes me appreciate life a lot, makes me appreciate time with my son. Makes me, I don't want to say not take life too seriously, because I take life very seriously, but it makes me not stress little things or like people making me mad or irritating me. I try to just let it go. And I really realize how short life is now. I'm like, I don't need to be wasting the energy and stress on silly things and or being offended easily. So I just right now I'm at a place of life where I'm like, I'm just trusting God, making music and seeing where things go. Because I'm blessed to be here. Because by all accounts, I shouldn't be here with how bad my heart was. So and praise
Well,
God
we
I'm
are
here.
so thankful that you're here.
Thank you.
Agreed.
But yeah, I'm so grateful to be here today, though. On the show and in general. It's just things have been great. And I just one thing I think about a lot, I just wanted to make sure to say this before we run out of time, but I just want to encourage everyone, especially people who profess Christ as their savior, just to be empathetic people. The Bible says, Jesus is our empathetic high priest. He understands how we feel. That was kind of the theme of my song Cemetery Rain. He can see, it's almost like he feels the way we feel when we hurt. And I want to try to be that for other people. It also says in I think it was in Romans, Paul wrote, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. So if I see someone who's happy, even my first instinct is to think, why are they happy or why aren't I that happy? It just be happy for them. God has abundant blessings. I don't mean financially. I mean like just for our mindset, our spiritual growth. So if you see someone have something good happen to them, your first instinct should to be happy for them. And the same thing if someone's sad,
Yeah.
be set, feel how they feel, and comfort them. So yeah, I just want everyone to just I love people. I really do. And I just sometimes I lay in bed crying and like I said, I get really emotional. When I think about like the suffering in the world and stuff and suffering in people's lives, and I just think, Jesus is such a powerful solution to so many things that plague humanity these days. And I just want everyone to know how much he's done for me and how much he can do for you too. So
Amen.
yeah,
Love
I just wanted to
that.
make sure to get that in there before it ended, but
Yeah, no problem. Before we move into prayer, where can people find you? Like social media,
yeah.
find your music?
Well,
How can they find you?
I would say there's three places. First of all, search Fervor, My Dear, on any streaming service. The currently released singles will pop up, Spotify, Apple Music, etc. Second one is Band. Wow, I didn't know why that thumb appeared. I guess because I did a thumbs up. I don't know. that was weird. Did you guys see that? Anyways, second of all, Bandcamp's a big one for me. I occasionally post merch up on Bandcamp. I love Bandcamp because when I have CDs, I put them up there. If someone buys one CD, I make 10th or 100,000 streams worth of money. Not that it's about money for me, but it's a good way for people to support me. It because I need to buy new synthesizers. And just kidding. No, I'm not. But then also, so streaming services, Bandcamp, and if you can't afford to, buy my merch or anything, I'm fine with that. Stream me on Bandcamp. I'm just grateful you listen to my music and give me the time of day. The third thing is I registered a domain, theglasshymnal.com. It's kind of serving as my official website right now, www.theglasshymnal.com. I post every single from the nine Glass Hymnal hymns will be posted there as they're released, as well as a short blurb I wrote on the scriptures that inspired it. So if and I try to release songs there a little bit early, just as a reward for people who are looking at it. So check out theglasshymnal.com and search me up on streaming services. That's the best way to access what I got
And
going on.
we'll put links to all that in the show notes when this
Oh, thank
episode comes
you.
out, so people
Yeah.
can just click on it and go and see it. So
Sweet. Thank you, guys.
yeah, no problem. So Jeremy, Riker, do you guys have any other questions?
That's
Don't
all
for
think so.
me. All right. Before we move into our prayer, I know you shared a little bit a second ago, but is there any one thing that you want to share with the Rock for Him viewers and listeners before we move into prayer?
Honestly, I think what I should have said it right now, but the last couple paragraphs was what I would have said here.
Okay.
So yeah, I just I want everyone to know how much Jesus has done for me and how much he can do for you too. Oh, I know one thing I want to put in there real quick. Someone I've been, praying for a lot recently told me, someone who doesn't follow Christ, he recently told me, long story short, he told me he doesn't like the restrictions Jesus puts on him. And I'll tell you one thing, the only restriction Jesus ever put on me is to love people. Like, and I dig that. Like, I like loving people. And the thing is, everything, and not to say, that's always easy. It's not. I mean, Jesus said his yoke is easy, his burden is light. What he asks of us is easy. But the thing is, everything I do, I try to put through that lens of, is it loving? Like, is it in the best interests of people? So I think, Jesus, he said his yoke is easy, his burden's light. It's not Christian. A lot of people are afraid of Christianity, I feel like, because they're like, well, what if they think it's a ton of rigid rules? It's a ton of like, oh man, I can't listen to metal anymore. But I just loving people and putting everything through that lens. Like, is this a loving thing to do for somebody? Is what I'm doing now loving? That's what following Jesus is all about for me. And we honor God by doing that because that's what Jesus commanded. So, and I'd say that's about it.
Amen. Love it.
Thank
So,
you.
how can we be praying for you?
Yeah, so pray for my continued cardiac health. I do have the new transplanted heart I've had for a year, and I'm doing great. There's always a risk when transplanted organs of rejection, and they can come on like a thief of the night, like where your body rejects a new organ. People are doing great on transplants for 10 years, and out of the blue, with no warning, the organ goes into rejection, and they're in the hospital fighting for their life. So it's one of those things where it's like you never know. Like some people live 35 years with an organ transplant, and that never happens. But it's one of those things where it can happen at any time. I'm just trusting God, and so pray that for my continued cardiac health, that that doesn't happen. I feel like I have a lot I can still do in this life. I want to be here for my son, want to keep witnessing to people and making music. So pray for continued cardiac health. That's the main thing you can pray for me for.
Okay. Perfect. And we're going to pray for your new music coming out
Thank
also.
you.
Just so you know, we have a chat, the three of us, where we pray for you guys every day. So
Oh
anytime you
my
have a
gosh.
prayer request, we share it with all three of us, and all of us pray over that list every day.
Thank you so much. Yeah, if you could add me to that list. Well, I may already be on it, but yeah.
You are now.
All right,
So
thank
I
you
know
so
for
much.
sure.
Thank you. Thank you. I prayer's a powerful thing. I can't there's so many situations I've been in life where I'm like, it should not have worked out as well as it did. Like I know it's just because God's providence and my prayers asking God for help. I mean, it's the only
For sure.
reason I'm still here. Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Jeremy Raker, which one of you boys wants to pray us out?
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hear
All
me.
right, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this time with DZ and this ministry, Lord. And I pray that you continue to bless Fervor, my dear, and Trist Hoarfrost and all the artists on 80 Windblown Media, Lord, and just continue to help DZ with his health, with his cardiac health, Lord, and help him to be a good father to his son, and to model Jesus wherever he goes, Lord, and just continue to love people and to live out the Great Commission. And Lord, I pray for Rock for him that you continue to lead us the way you want us all to go and continue to use us to your glory, Lord. We're just a little cog in the wheel of your ministry, and just help us to show Jesus every chance we get, and to talk about you and glorify you. And Lord, continue to bless us and bless all the artists that we come in contact with. And Lord, we love you, and we thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, Lord. And without that, none of this is possible, Lord. I just ask that you continue to keep us all safe and bring us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well,
DZ, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, don't jump off after I hit end on the live. So
Yeah.
hang out. Riker, Jeremy, Guys, this has been fantastic. Riker, I know I just spent all weekend with you, but still great seeing you, bro. Jeremy, we wish you would have been with us this weekend.
Trust me,
And
I wish I was too.
I have an amazing story to tell all you guys once we're off the air. Like, it blew my mind this weekend. But for those watching and listening, you don't get to hear the story. So, anyways, I just want to thank everyone that's been watching and listening today. This was awesome. Thank you for sending in your questions. Go out and support DZ in his Fever, My Dear, and his other
Crystal
music.
Frost, yeah.
Yes, support that.
Thank
Stream
you,
his
guys.
music. Go on Bandcamp. Buy some music. Support this guy. His music is fantastic. I love
Thank
it.
you, guys. Thank you.
And if you haven't done it already, hit that little link on our page here. Follow it and subscribe to all of our stuff. It helps us out. It helps the bands out. It helps everyone out. Just do it. But more than that, remember, if you're gonna rock, rock for
Rock
him.
for him.
Have a good night and hold on.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave his comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Stay tuned because next week we talk to our friend Kira Soda about a possible new festival and what she's got going on social media.